we're going to brainstorm all the elements of a story. Setting, characters, and plot. Remember, every idea is a good idea, and every idea can be revised. We're going to brainstorm where the story takes place, who is in the story, and what even happens in the story. We want lots of options, and we can always change it later. Follow along with us and then try it with your classmates. Brainstorming. We're going to start brainstorming ideas for a story. We're going to start with settings. Let's imagine other places we would want to go and live and visit.
1996 New York.
New York City, 1996. Yes.
I know.
And it's light. Light, and it's light in space.
Light in space.
Light in space.
Yep. It's like not the, dark.
Like how these are lights, or like it's lightweight in space?
It's like the outside. Mm. And the stars are black.
Oh, and the star. Oh!
Reversed.
Uh-huh. Okay. I like it. Hildy.
There's like a pizza place, but instead of Papa John's, it's Mama Jolene's.
Mama Jolene's pizza.
Yeah.
Even better ingredients, even better pizza. Mama Jolene's. Before we get started, I want to challenge you to come up with original characters. Do we know what original means?
Yes,
means it comes from our own brains and not something else. Is SpongeBob an original character if I said my character is SpongeBob?
What about Squeegee-Ob?
Is Squeegee-Ob an original character?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant, excellent. All right, now I want to see.
Corbin, can you start us off, please?
Like a water and a fire dude.
A water and, like, at the same time?
Yeah.
Like he's water and fire dude?
Yeah.
Ooh, steamy.
It's a tree named Jeffrey who by night becomes a bush who can shoot thorns.
A dryad gone crazy.
There are long lost twins. Their names are Dez and Zed.
How'd they get lost?
They're originally both born on Jupiter, but then they both climbed into escape pods to different planets.
Whoa.
Next is plot. What happens in these stories? Yes, please start us off.
There's this place called Mama Jolene's Pizza, and then this hooded guy walks in.
Thorin should be like the bad guy in that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have once upon a time at Mama Jolene's Pizza in reverse space, Thorin, the dryad, walks in a cloak, period.
Maybe.
Every day, what does Thorin do every day at Mama Jolene's?
He orders a Big Mac.
Yes.
I was just gonna say.
Incredible.
One day, like the cloaked guy, like doesn't want to be evil anymore, or something like that. But like no one like knows that he doesn't want to be evil, so they still all think that he's evil.
And because of that, Dez goes to Mama Jolene's pizza place and sees the cloaked person and gets scared.
Maybe because of that, Thorin chases them saying, I'm not evil, I'm not evil.
Maybe to end out the story, maybe it should say like, ever since that day, they stop being evil and create the Froyo pizza together.
That was exact script.
Yes, nailed it. And then there's probably gonna be more, so let's just end it with
to be continued.
Right, yes? Right. Okay, great. Gio, do you have something? All right, places. Action.
Once upon a time, at Mama Jolene's Pizza in reverse space, Thorin the Dryad walks in a dark cloak. Every day, Thorin orders a Big Mac. Next door, in the Froyo place, Jeff the Tree, also known as Jeff Tree, eats Froyo with Percy Jackson, who is secretly enemies with Thorin. One day, Thorin decides not to be evil anymore, but no one knows that. Because of that, Dez goes into MJ's, also known as Mama Jolene's, and sees Thorin, gets scared, and runs into Froyo and sees Zed, her long-lost twin. Because of that, Thorin chases them, saying,
"I'm not evil!"
And they all apologize to Thorin and start being nice. Ever since that day, they decide to stop competing and being evil and create Froyo Pizza together. To be continued.